Monday. When I woke up that morning, my life was perfect. My alarm went off at 5:40. I was in my car 10 minutes later and drove 2 miles to the train station where I have the primo parking space that took years on a waiting list to acquire. It's not a primo parking space, it is the primo parking space. People in this town will be killing each other over it when I die. I got to the gym in Manhattan at 7:15 and spent 40 minutes on an ARC trainer watching Angelina Jolie talk about homeless children on the Today Show. Then I went up to my office, still in sweat-soaked Under Armour. When my assistant saw me, she picked up her phone, and 10 minutes later there was a toasted bagel, side of low-fat cream cheese, banana, and grande latte on my desk. I didn't see who delivered it. I was flat on the floor, stretching my lower back, reading the Wall Street Journal. By 9, I was through with the paper, my breakfast, and 73 emails that required immediate attention. I had also fired off a note to our IT staff to complain about the advertisements for penile enlargement kits that continued to sneak past our firewalls and into my mailbox. Honestly, I wrote, my 6-year-old sent me an email in which he said I stink like farts, and that got rebuffed, but suggestions for becoming king of my bed by adding inches to my love life seemed to be welcome. Can we do something about this? Bruce, the CEO of our firm, popped his head in the door just before 10. What time today? He asked. I'm ready now. Meet you there, he said, looking down at his tie. I need to change. 5 minutes later, I was in the elevator. My office is on the 6th floor. The basketball court is on 19. It's a terrific court. An abbreviated full court with regulation baskets on both ends and a 3-point arc that stretches over the half-court line. It's the only place I've ever seen where you can play one-on-one on a full court, shooting at different baskets. Bruce designed it himself. Bruce grew up playing ball in the city, just like I did. We figured that out in China, the beginning of last year. Michael Jordan happened to be there at the same time, and his picture was on the cover of every newspaper. On the 3rd day of our trip, Bruce looked at me and said, I really feel like playing ball. We went out, bought sneakers, and asked the concierge to find us a court. We played 2 hours of one-on-one in a dusty elementary school gymnasium in Shanghai. It was a great day, for 2 reasons. First, it got me motivated to get back into shape. Second, and I guess more important, from that day on, Bruce never went anywhere without me. Since China, we've played nearly every day that we are both in the office. Bruce is 11 years older than I am, but he's still quick and stronger than me, and about 4 inches taller. But I can shoot the ball. Always could. Wake me up from a dead sleep and I can drain a 16-foot jump shot. When they tell you they can teach you to shoot, they're lying. They can teach you the proper form, but either you can shoot or you can't. And if you can't, then LeBron James could coach you and you'd never get really good. Bruce is a lousy shooter, but he goes hard on the court. Playing with him is about the best workout you'll ever have. When we were done, I went into the men's room, pulled my top over my head, and wrung it out into the sink. I loved the way I looked in the mirror. I hadn't been in this kind of shape since college. I took a shower and put on a navy suit, blue shirt, and lavender tie. Then I went back to my office to talk to my kids. My daughter is 9, my son 6. I have pictures of each of them facing me at my desk, and almost every day I chat with them. I often don't see them at all during the week, even though we all sleep in the same house, because I leave too early and get home too late. Sometimes I catch Phoebe still stirring, so I kick off my shoes and get into her bed and she tells me stories about her day and her friends and her dance class and the tooth she's on the verge of losing and the type of dog she's decided she wants and the funny thing Drake said to Josh on television. Then she falls asleep on me, and I stroke her hair and watch her lips shudder and part, shudder and part. I seldom catch Andrew awake, but I love to go into his room and marvel at the impossible positions he manages to twist his body into beneath the covers. I swear the child has never once slept a night vertically in his bed. He's always at some varying degree of diagonal, his arms splayed in one direction and his legs another. It always makes me laugh, no matter how long my day has been. I miss them terribly during the week, and I find that talking to them on the phone only makes it worse. So most days I speak to their photographs. That day, for instance, I recall saying something to Phoebe about how much I liked the dance number she was working on for the talent show. And I told Andrew how proud I was that he had dropped the bat halfway to first base in his t-ball game, which was a marked improvement from the previous time when he nearly decapitated an umpire. They are perfect, my kids. At least I think they are.